知行路语。Listen and share.
Four chats in the library.图书馆的四个家伙，In the process of recalling my college days, I am reminded of that momentous occasion during my first year at St. Montague's, when, by some irksome and malign fate,I discover myself sharing the confines of the school library with three well-read scholars of that time. These loathsome fellows I normally would avoid at all costs. But owing to the atrocious February weather, I was compelled to gain welcome warmth beside the roaring fire. "What is your name, young chap?" I was asked.By a large scholar wearing a three-piece suit of pink stripes. His inquiry wore a ghastly clock of supposed superiority and rank, which I kind of expected, as I was a mere first-year student at the particular time. "Grimshaw," I told him, and as I uttered my name, I surveyed the three pairs of beady eyes which were fixed upon my being.I detected a vast amount of arrogance beyond those staring sockets. "A common name," sneered the fellow, whose own name I knew to be Rhodes Fotheringham. As I have mentioned, he was large, with a reddened, chubby face, and whiskers that hid his stiff upper lip completely. It appeared as if he owned the bottom one only, and I reckoned this to be quite comical.Although I dare not to chuckle in their presence.回忆我在圣蒙塔格大学的生活，我总是会想到我在那儿第一年时发生的这件事。当时我非常郁闷地发现，我得和三个当时看起来很博学的学生共享图书馆。若在平时，我会不惜一切代价躲避这些讨厌的家伙。在那年二月的天气实在是太糟糕了，我不得不待在壁炉旁边，享受那熊熊旺火的温暖。
你叫什么名字，小伙子？
一个穿着高大的排扣三件套西服的学生问。他询问的语气仿佛都透着股优越感和居高临下的感觉。这个我早有心理准备，因为当时我还只是个新生而已。
格林姆肖，我回答。我看到三双犀利的眼睛盯着我瞧，从他们的眼神当中，我能感到强烈的傲慢。
名字真俗，一个家伙嘲笑道。我后来知道他的名字是拉霍斯·福斯林汉姆。我说过他的个子很高，面色发红，满是赘肉，上嘴唇完全被浓密的胡须盖住了，看起来就像他只长了下嘴唇似的。我觉得真真是太滑稽了，但又不敢在他们面前笑。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
In the process of recalling my college days,I am reminded of that momentous occasion during my first year at St. Montague's, when, by some irksome and malign fate, I discover myself sharing the confines of the school library with three well-read scholars of that time.
回忆我在圣蒙塔格大学的生活，我总是会想到我在那儿第一年时发生的这件事。当时我非常郁闷地发现我得和三个当时看起来很博学的学生共享图书馆。
These loathsome fellows I normally would avoid at all costs.
若在平时，我会不惜一切代价躲避这些讨厌的家伙。
But owing to the atrocious February weather, I was compelled to gain welcome warmth beside the roaring fire.
但那年二月的天气实在是太糟糕了，我不得不待在壁炉旁边，享受那熊熊旺火的温暖。
What is your name, young chap? I was asked by a large scholar wearing a three-piece suit of pink stripes.
你叫什么名字，小伙子？一个穿着高大的排扣三件套西服的学生问。
His inquiry wore a ghastly clock of supposed superiority and rank, which I kind of expected, as I was a mere first-year student at the particular time.
他询问的语气仿佛都透着股优越感和居高临下的感觉。这个我早有心理准备，因为当时我还只是个新生而已。
Grimshaw, I told him, and as I uttered my name,I surveyed the three pairs of beady eyes which were fixed upon my being. I detected a vast amount of arrogance beyond those staring sockets.
格里姆肖，我回答，我看到三双犀利的眼睛盯着我瞧，从他们的眼神当中，我能感到强烈的傲慢。
A common name, sneered the fellow, whose own name I knew to be Rhodes Fotheringham.
名字真俗，一个家伙嘲笑道，我后来知道他的名字是拉霍斯·福斯林汉姆。
As I have mentioned, he was large, with a reddened, chubby face, and whiskers that hid his stiff upper lip completely.
我说过，他的个子很高，面色发红，满是赘肉，上嘴唇完全被浓密的胡须盖住了。
It appeared as if he owned the bottom one only.
看起来就像他只长了下嘴唇似的。
And I reckon this to be quite comical, although I dare not to chuckle in their presence.
我觉得真真是太滑稽了，但又不敢在他们面前笑。讲解一下相关的语言点。
Remind,R-E-M-I-N-D
意为提醒，使想起。基本用法的句型是
Remind somebody of something. Confine, C-O-N-F-I-N-E
意为受限制的界限，这里指我不得不待在图书馆里，不能出去。
Avoid, A-V-O-I-D
意为避免、逃避，是及物动词，用法是后接名词或者动名词。
At cost
意为以什么为代价，比如
At all costs, at any cost
意为不惜任何代价的。
Owing to
意为由于，因什么之缘故。稍有些感激的语气在这里没有体现出来，一般在后面接名词或者动名词。
AtrociousA-T-R-O-C-I-O-U-S
意为凶残的、非常糟糕的，是比较固定的用来修饰 weather 的形容词。
Compel
主要用法是 be compelled to do something 意为被迫做。
Welcome
有多种词性，在这里是形容词，不是它基本的受欢迎的这一含义，而表示令人愉快的。
Three-piece suit
指西服的三件式套装，包括上下装和背心是较为正式的着装。
Wear 的基本词义是穿、戴，
但它的用法很活，比如 Wear long hair 意为留长发，
Wear a long face
意为很不高兴，
Wear a look of happiness
意为露出幸福的表情。在本文当中的用法与最后一例相近，
My being
在此处与 me 所表示的意思相近，不过语气有所强调。
Socket,
S-O-C-K-E-T 表示人体的窝、槽、兜，
比如 She feared her eyes might actually pop out of their sockets.
她害怕她的眼睛会真的从眼窝里瞪出来。
In one's presence,
固定用法，以为在某人面前，在某人在场时。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。